Hey guys, I'm Jackie Brubaker, host of the Love You Even More podcast. I'm an author, performer, producer, and Emmy Award winner. Each week, I bring on inspiring people and experts in their field to have powerful, motivational, and enlightened conversations about relationships, self-development, and how you can love yourself even more. Follow us for daily updates at Love You Even More Podcast and at Jackie Brubaker on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook. For more on myself and the podcast, including ways that you can love yourself even more, go to loveyouevenmore.com. Welcome, Helen Mary Finlay, to the Love You Even More podcast. Helen is a Hollywood makeup artist and skincare expert. She's a menopause advocate, founder and CEO of Finlay & Green, which is a clean, conscious skincare for menopause. She is a highly accomplished Hollywood makeup artist and skincare expert with over 20 years of experience. Helen's impressive portfolio includes blockbuster movies like Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End, and popular TV shows including Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Modern Family, Barry and the Goldbergs. In 2020, Helen founded Finlay & Green, driven by her personal experience and frustration with the lack of meaningful options for menopausal women. With over 50 plus million women in the U.S. and nearly 1 billion globally expected to experience menopause by 2025, the market lacks skincare specifically tailored to their needs. In August of 2023, Finlay & Green launched their highly anticipated Skin Revitalizing Moisturizer, the first in a comprehensive line formulated to address the unique needs of skin during the menopausal transition. This groundbreaking entry into the $600 billion menopause market creates a new subcategory for skincare. This is so interesting. You are interesting. I want to tell listeners how we kind of found each other because we're both, I've been a makeup artist for like 18 years and in our union for 100 and our union sent an email about your company. And I was like, wow, she seems really interesting. She would be great for the show. I followed you on Instagram and then you DM'd me and were like, I love your podcast. I'd love to be on. I was like, agreed.
No, it's perfect. Win-win. Yeah. I love your podcast. It's fantastic. I really
like it. Thank you. Yeah, no, I was like, oh my gosh, what a great story. And we have, you know, similar backgrounds. And I just also, what an interesting angle to skincare. I mean, we've all got the anti-aging, everything, you know, up the kazoo, but like no one has actually talked about menopause and perimenopause. So let's just, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great.
So happy you're here. Let's start with a little bit of you. We know you're obviously a very accomplished makeup artist and skincare expert, but what happened in 2020? Obviously, we were all here for the pandemic, but what personally happened for you that you were like, you know what, this needs to be out there?
Yeah, well, I ended up having a hysterectomy during the menopause, and my skin, hair, nails kind of changed overnight. But at that point, I didn't know it was menopause related, because when I had my hysterectomy, I kept my ovaries. So I was under this illusion that, you know, I wouldn't go into menopause, but unfortunately you can still. And that's what happened to me. And so, yeah, all these things started happening to me. My skin, as I said, changed, but then I was getting insomnia and things like that. And it wasn't, I'd gone to see a few doctors as to what's happening to me, because it was kind of scary. And I ended up going back to the surgeon that did my surgery. And she said, no, Helen, you're in menopause, you know, but no one had before that, no one had connected the dots. And I think that's the thing, was a lot of people are having these symptoms, right? Yeah. And they don't realize they're menopause symptoms. So when I realized it was menopause, I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do something about this. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a part of me. I could kind of take back some of that control. And so that was it. I just thought, got all this time on my hands because of COVID. And I researched, found a great lab, changed lab. You know, it was kind of a roller coaster. But then I got this great lab and developed these products, and I'm really happy, you know, about them. I love them myself. We've tested them. So, yeah.
It's so cool. So let's talk a little bit about perimenopause, which happens before menopause.
Exactly.
And so we were talking the other day and you said perimenopause can show up around 42, but it can also show up even earlier than that. And women just won't even know it's happening, kind of like what you were just saying. So can you explain what perimenopause looks like and sort of when it shows up?
Sure. Well, to give a kind of an overview first is that menopause itself is just one day. And that surprises a lot of people. So the actual transition is a third of your life. So it's split into four phases. You have premenopause, which is around about 35, but the phase you're talking about is peri, and that's on average, as I said, 42. So that surprises a lot of people too. And most of the symptoms kind of occur during perimenopause as well. So people are thinking, oh, well, this kind of, I guess, say some people are experiencing insomnia. So they don't equate that with menopause because they're thinking, well, that doesn't happen until I'm 52 or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so there's lots of different changes happening because your estrogen levels start to fluctuate. Mm-hmm. And then you start to see kind of signs. So your hair will change, your skin will change, your body changes, you know, you can get depression, you can get anxiety, all these symptoms that people don't realize, urinary infections, you're at a greater risk of getting them. So yeah, not such a great time.
Not so fun. Well, and also, but that's stuff that happens, you know, throughout life. You can be having insomnia, you can be getting UTIs, and you're just like, yep, that's just my life. You know, that happens.
Right.
But I think it's interesting that premenopause starts around 35 and, you know, you're still like, I'm getting pregnant, I'm doing things, I'm still like, you know, normal. And then you can start experiencing some of these symptoms with specifically skin. What starts happening around 35 that people should start looking out for?
Well, around 35, you're not really going to see too many signs, to be honest, but around about 42, around 45, 44, 45, that's when you're going to start to see, when you look in the mirror and think, oh, you know, maybe a little extra wrinkle, or maybe I'm getting slightly saggier than I used to be or whatever. So you'll start to see those little things, and they are unfortunately hormone related, because the drop in hormone, drop in estrogen means your collagen levels drop. And collagen is that great thing that keeps the plumpness, elasticity, and things like that. So that's why you start to see changes in your hair, in your hair and your skin. Yeah.
Okay. So our estrogen is dropping. Mm-hmm. I'm turning 42 in a few months and I'm like, this could be a little tighter over here. Like, what happened? What's going on? Why do I look like this and other people don't?
No, you look fabulous.
Thank you. As do you. But no, it's like you do start noticing very subtle differences with the collagen, especially. I know I have. What do you say to people who have like collagen in their smoothies or stuff like that? Is that helping? Is that real?
I don't know if it's that real, to be honest. I mean, I would love to think it was, but I don't think it does a tremendous amount, you know, not to your face anyway. I know you need, you know, collagen for your joints and for your heart and things like that. So it may help those kind of things, but I don't think you're going to see too much difference to the firmness of your face from putting in a smoothie.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes me feel better, because I've always been, I'm such a skeptic. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, you're in my vitamins, but you know. Okay.
I know. I think that us women, we're sold so much stuff, right? The industry puts this fear of growing old. So, you know, which is stupid in itself. You know, there's nothing wrong with growing old.
Right.
So yeah, there's a lot of pressure. But
no, well, actually, let's talk about that, because a lot of women listen to the show, and this is such a stigma, especially in the States, I feel. And where are you from originally? Obviously England, but I'm not sure where.
Yeah, well, I kind of grew up all over the place, but my dad worked for Shell. So I was kind of like an army brat, you know, I went around. But so for me, home was Aberdeen, Scotland, although I was never born there. So, that's what I call home. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that it's different in Europe with women aging versus America?
I think it depends where you are in Europe. When I go home now, you see a lot of women with the Botox and the filler. So I think it's becoming similar to America. Yeah.
Yeah, it's spreading. Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, right? Is that, you know, we're kind of created we've created sort of a fear monger in, you know, women with aging. And there's two campaigns. Well, one campaign in particular that I was like so obsessed with, which was the Dove campaign of, you know, showing women of all shapes and sizes and all ages. And we're seeing that a lot more now with, like, you know, luxury brands showing these beautiful older women that are just stunning. And there's like no work done whatsoever. And listen, I am not advocating against work, guys, at all. But I think it's really beautiful, but it almost makes me wonder, like, how can we like feel more comfortable as women going from like young to like now we're aging and like accepting the sort of in between, which is actually menopause, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. For me, you know, I think it's really important to take the word age out of things, right? It shouldn't be called anti-aging, as if aging is a bad thing, first of all. So for me, it was really important when I was doing this line, it was all about feeling good in your skin. So whether you like to do work or not, you're just going to feel good about yourself. You know, it's all about positivity, face forward, that kind of thing. Just putting your best face out there and feeling good about yourself. So we wanted to empower people during this phase because it's a normal, natural phase. Everyone's going to go through it. I mean, you might not have a baby, but you're going to go through menopause. And so, yeah, it's about putting a different slant on it and normalizing it because it is normal.
Absolutely. So when you were creating your line, what are some of the key elements to the moisturizer that are helping target those things that are happening, like the collagen and estrogen dropping?
Yeah, for me, it was, so during my research, the big thing was to really figure out what is happening to my skin and what are the causes and that. And obviously I found out it was estrogen dropping. So then I figured out, well, what all are the different issues? So you can get hyperpigmentation, you get your dry skin, your thinning skin, wounds, you know, will heal more slowly. Obviously sagging skin. So then it was, the next point was trying to find an ingredient, a really great powerhouse ingredient that's going to target each of those issues. So we did that. And so we have hyaluronic acid, which is a buzz ingredient right now. Everyone's heard of hyaluronic acid.
I do swear by that. I started using that during the pandemic and was like, oh, this is good. Okay, this is good.
Right. And did you know to maximize hyaluronic acid, you should put it, you should never kind of totally dry your face. Your face should be a little bit damp because then hyaluronic acid will pull that water from the surface of your skin into your skin. So so never fully dry your face before you put hyaluronic acid on. Yeah. Okay. And also apply your moisturizer within 60 seconds of washing your face. That's another good tip.
Okay.
But So hyaluronic acid, we put in peptides, ceramides, all those good things that people have heard about, but we put them at levels that actually work, which was the important thing because most people sold, right? I mean, there's all this marketing fluff and people say, oh, they have a certain ingredient. And then when you look on the box, it's like the very last thing. And you know, okay, that was just put there for marketing. That's not going to do anything. So, so we were really conscious about putting it at levels at work and being really honest with people as to what's in the product. And you know, we tested it. We did confidential testing for 3 weeks and 6 weeks with 50 people, and we had rave reviews and great. You know, so we're happy. We're confident it works.
That's amazing. Does it help with the sagging and the loose skin and all of that? Does it take it all back? Because I'd like that to go back now.
Yeah. And I mean, it's a super hydrator, and obviously hydrated skin is what's going to kind of minimize the fine lines and wrinkles and things like that. Yeah. So it's a great base on which to put makeup on too. But the key thing is when you have a hot flash, your makeup's not going to slide off your face. It is somewhat of a primer too. So, that was the other kind of little edgy thing we have going.
That's a makeup artist right there. Like you were like, I know what we should do that nobody's doing. We're going to do this. But I mean, I've never had a hot flash, but like I've seen, you know, my mom, or I've seen like stuff on TV. It's intense. It looks awful. It looks terrible. Not like fun. But that's so great because if you are like dripping sweat, like what are you going to do? So it's helping keep your makeup from basically falling all off your face.
Exactly. But you know, it's very lightweight. The moisturizer. So, and that's why it's great for if you're in perimenopause or postmenopause, because you can build it. You know, like there's some foundations that you can build the foundation to get fuller coverage. Yeah. Well, that's how the moisturizer works too. So that's another kind of good angle we've got going on. So, and also say, for example, it's winter and your skin's a little bit drier. You just put a little bit more on, but you won't get greasy. It just soaks in. Yeah.
Does it dry sort of shiny or matte?
No, you have a slight dewy finish, but it's not overly shiny. Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, healthy glow, really. Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys, do you already have this or have you thought about making like a tinted moisturizer?
I have thought about doing that. Yeah. Because I love tinted moisturizers and tinted sunscreens too. I love them. Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Oh, is there sunscreen in the moisturizer?
No, there's not. But that is going to be another thing we're doing. Yeah, yeah. Just the regulations to produce a sunscreen are just insane. I mean, I thought doing a regular skin line was hard enough. So yeah. That's the next phase. Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to ask about the hyperpigmentation. Mm-hmm. I ended up getting that from my birth control like years ago. So that was fun. But will this help like lighten the skin if you have hyperpigmentation?
Yeah, we have niacinamide in it. So that's a great brightener as well. So that definitely helps with the brown spots or any of the hyperpigmentation discoloration. So yeah, that's the great ingredient that's going to counter that for sure. Yeah.
I like it. Now, how is it different than like, you know, someone being like, I just watched some commercial for like Estee Lauder, or I watched a commercial for like L'Oreal. Right. And like their anti-aging thing, and they're saying all this stuff too. How are you guys actually different? Because I know you are. I just don't know exactly.
Right. Yeah. I mean, for us, it's really important to be clean, to be really clean conscious. And we don't want any hormones in our products or anything like that. So no estrogen disruptors. So it's clean. It's just, I think, with those bigger, not to knock those bigger brands because they come up with fantastic products, but I think with a smaller brand, you can be a little bit more targeted, a little bit more niche and everything, because they're catering for the mass market. Yeah. So we're really targeting for a specific group of people in a specific age group, right? So so that's what's different for us too. Yeah.
I love
it. Plus we have sustainable packaging, and not a lot of the big brands are doing that just yet, which is sad to see,
That's very true. And I forgot about the whole clean thing, of course. Yeah. I mean, that is so crucial. You've already got enough hormone situations going on. Like, we don't need to add that.
Right, exactly. And, you know, for women who are maybe going through cancer and chemotherapy, you know, you don't want to have anything with the hormone in for them. So that was the other thing that would be important to us. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So then if you were younger, but you were going through cancer treatment, you could use this and this would be a really good product for you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you guys have thought of everything, but I have more questions. Okay. I would assume that one day you would come out with like an eye cream.
We are coming out with an eye cream, hopefully December, January. So we're keeping our fingers crossed. It's fully tested. We're ready to go. We're just waiting for that final push. Yeah.
And what does the eye cream target?
Well, the eye cream, you know what, when we tested the eye cream with that group of people that I told you about, we did this consumer study and the eye cream went down the bomb. So I think the youngest person to test that was maybe 32. And then the oldest person was about 77. So we kind of tested the gamut, but it's lovely. Again, it's great for those, you know, dark circles, dark areas or whatnot. It plumps the skin under the eyes too. Yeah, it's lovely. It goes on kind of cool as well. So it's a nice pick me up.
Oh, that's nice. So, does it have like retinol in it, or do either product have retinol?
No, I've stayed away from retinol only because, you know, during the menopause transition, your pH levels in your skin change. So your skin will become a lot more sensitive. So for me, I wanted to keep away from retinol. I know a lot of people like retinol, but I've kept away from them in our products. Yeah. For now, at least. Yeah.
No, I think that's smart. I mean, I have very sensitive and not as dry skin now that I've discovered hyaluronic acid changed my life.
Right.
Yeah, but I've always been a little hesitant for retinol in products because, you know, like I actually just switched my face wash just on a whim because I'm going through a little journey of which face wash do I like now. And I tried something new and I loved it for like 2 days, and then it completely dried my skin out. And I was like, whoa, this is for sensitive skin. And I mean, I got dry patches in places I haven't been dry in years. And I was like, more hyaluronic acid, more. Now
Well,
I'm
then you're
fine.
gonna have to check. Yeah, you're gonna have to try out cleanser too, because that's gonna come out in December, January. So,
Okay, why don't you tell us what's coming out? Obviously, the moisturizer is available now, and all the things in the show notes, all the links, you guys. There's also a promo code for it's a discount, I think. How much is it?
15%. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, but what's coming out for the holidays?
So the holidays, we're hoping, as I said, it's going to be the cleanser and the eye cream. So then you're going to have that full set. And I'm working on right now some, we're calling them drops. They're kind of serums, but the big thing that we want to do is simplify your skincare. So every product we use can be used for multiple purposes. So we're coming up with serums that we can maybe add to some of our products, or you can use them on their own. So yeah, we have drops. They're going to be called, there's a brightening drop, there's a hydrator drop. Yeah, so that's what we're working on, and we're hoping they will come out mid-year next year.
Amazing. Yeah, that's basically what I use. I use like the serum, I use the moisturizer, the eye cream, and that's it. That's what I use.
It's really all you need to use, you know. Yeah, we get sold this whole bill of goods that we need like 10 products or whatever, but who has time, right? Putting them on and
Also, like, I don't feel like my skin can even absorb all of that at that point. And then I try to put makeup on, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, it's just like so thick and gross and dewy. You can never, this, okay, this is just makeup artist to makeup artist. My biggest gripe is if I ever do a more mature woman's makeup and she's put like the gamut of skincare on her, and I just, it like, there's no way anything won't just be like sliding off. Like, there's no helping it. No amount of primer can fix this.
No, you've got no grip, nothing to grip onto. So yeah,
Nothing.
it just like slides off.
No, it's just frustrating. So I love simplicity, and I love simplicity in skincare. And I'm so excited about you and excited about
Oh,
your
thank
line.
you.
What else do we need to know about your line that would just, you know, or about menopause that was is very important and just moving forward as, you know, people grow?
Yeah, I think menopause, I think people just need to educate themselves more. But that's easier said than done, because there's so much ambiguity out there on the internet. But it would be great if women 35, you know, if younger than that, obviously, is great, if they knew what to expect. If they knew all these different things could potentially happen to them or whatever. So they're prepared, being, you know, forearmed is forewarned, right? So that's my hope. And that's another kind of passion of mine, is I just really want to get out there. I really want to kind of start explaining things to people in a really easily digestible way, you know. You know, so it's not frightening, you know.
Yeah,
I
so
mean, yeah. And they can talk to their friends, right? And then they go to the doctors and they know what questions to ask. So that's what I hope.
Right. I mean, no one wants to get locked away in the tower for the rest of their lives, you know?
No, exactly.
Not the plan. Well, I just loved having you on. Everything you need to know about this woman and her line is in the show notes, guys. Go click on it. Go grab some stuff. I'm definitely going to be getting them. I'm going to be getting everything, basically. Click on all the things.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you think about it. I'd love your feedback.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. Remember, sharing is caring. Make sure to rate the podcast and leave a review. We really rely on this to help get the podcast out there.